You will sleep better than you have ever slept. You've never been this relaxed. Are you ready to change your life?
I'm Rusty Diamond, certified hypnotist. You don't need to leave your house. You can stay in your bed. You can stay in your favorite chair. You just need a computer or your phone. You can get a hold of me. Stay at home. I'll make your life better.
HypnosisIsGreat.com.
It's Rusty Diamond, motherfucker. It's Rusty Diamond, motherfucker.
Yo, man. Boom, Miss Rusty. What's up, everybody? It is Friday, March 29th, and we are here on the Public Access Podcast, the podcast, and now out of Pennsylvania, it makes it the podcast, because Pennsylvania, PA. Thank you, everyone, for being here on the Rusty Diamond Podcast Network. Check out other shows on the network, or check out what I'm doing. If you ever need to know more about me, I don't know if you do. You can go to rustydiamond.net and everything will be there. Even my phone number, you can call me. It goes right to this magical $48,000 phone. Sourced ethically and locally, full of some good cobalt and lithium ion and stuff. All, Free range cobalt right here for this folk. So thank you everyone for being here. And it's time for me to bring out my special guest. And my special guest is right here and right now. And my special guest right here and right now is Angela. How you doing, Angela?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you so much for having me, Rusty.
Good. Yeah, you are welcome. I'm glad you're good. It's it's Friday, whatever that means to people. I don't know what that means to people. It's a day, it's a time. It's I guess it's early afternoon there out in Portland, Oregon.
Yes, it is. Portland, or it's actually sunny too.
You said that, and I just was like, that does not sound familiar, especially in March. You know,
you gotta
go out and enjoy that. Mm-hmm. You know, head to the, I don't know where you go. Do you go when it's nice out? Do you head, which direction do you head? Or do you stay in town?
Well, there's so many different places. So you could head to the beach, you could head to the mountains, you could head to the river, all the different rivers. I mean, it's like kind of take your pick. And since I'm Pisces, I go with the flow. So,
okay.
Oh, sometimes I head out to Sobeys Island also, because my grandparents were from there and it's pretty close to where I'm at right now. So, cool. Depends on what I'm feeling.
Your grandparents are from Sobeys Island?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Damn. Okay.
I know.
That's cool. You don't hear a lot of people that live there.
No, it's like exclusive. And I don't even know how they, I don't know how they got their property, but yeah, I grew up knowing it was exclusive. You don't get to live on Sobeys Island.
Yeah.
So that was special.
And, yeah. And I mean, it's always a cool spot to go out. And yeah, it's like, I'd say that's more going to the beach than going to the coast. Like,
yeah,
going out to there. It's like, okay. Yeah. The Columbia is, it's not the Willamette, and it's,
yeah,
you know,
it's definitely not the Willamette.
Not the Willamette, but I mean, the Willamette does have, why can't I think of the name of it? The Oregon City Falls, which I can't.
Oh yeah, like over out going out towards like West Lynn and stuff.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the splits in between the two.
And
Yeah.
Oregon City,
Yeah.
I think that's
Yeah.
the one out there.
It's the second most volume per waterfall in North America,
Oh wow.
behind
Oh.
Niagara.
Whoa. Okay, I'll have to go
Yeah.
check that out.
Yeah. It's I don't know. It's kind of a more a happening place now. They've been doing a lot of developing down that way, but
Yeah.
yeah, I don't know.
Well, and
You gotta.
speaking of the Willamette, I did drive by downtown the other day and you can see all of the cherry trees in bloom. So that's a huge thing here is all the cherry trees are blooming.
Yeah, you can't
Cherry
really
blossoms.
cherry blossoms, yeah. Get those going, and it's starting to get springish, and yeah. So I wanted to. So I found you on TikTok, which is what the gimmick is here, that I found you there. And so you had brought up, I'll just kind of get into it. So it was about MK Ultra on the tag program. And so how did that come about? Where was that someone's suggestion and you started going down a rabbit hole, or were you kind of figuring stuff out?
The thing with MK Ultra, at least what I have found, is that you don't know. You don't really know. It takes somebody else telling you, "Oh, I think that you were MK Ultra'd." And so back in, go ahead, sorry.
Well, I was going to say it's like Derek Zoolander. He doesn't know that he's supposed to kill the Malaysian Prime Minister, but there he is. And,
Right? Yeah,
that
and
movie's
then
deep.
yeah, and speaking of that, there are a lot of movies that show things because I believe that they have to show us what they're doing and they do that through movies, but they just like I grew up always thinking and hearing, "Oh, that's just in the movies. That's not real. That's just in the movies." But
Right. I mean,
they
the
show up.
CIA's owned Hollywood. CIA, like, yeah. So, I mean, that tells you something. And yeah, I mean, like with hypnosis, I always tell people, like, MK Ultra, MK Ultra is, how, like, that shit's fucked up. So that's the bad side. And then there's the good side of hypnosis, which I do. But you have to have one to have the other. There has to be that really
Balance.
good to have the really shitty side of MK Ultra. And so, like, okay, so I interrupted you and started
Oh,
going
that's
off
okay.
on a tangent, but
It's okay.
so okay, so MK Ultra.
Yeah, so back in 2018 or 2019, I had this friend and she's the one who was like, "I think you've been MK Ultra'd." And I was like, "What?" I'm like, "What the hell are you talking about? MK what?" And so it took, long story short, it took like a year or two of her continually telling me, "I think you've been MK Ultra, and these are all the reasons why." She gave me all these reasons why. And just like, hopefully I can say this on here, but like, 'cause I also had CSA, childhood sexual abuse. So, and I will always correlate these two, like just with pedophilia, I feel like they groomed and conditioned us. And so I feel like they did this on purpose that once, if you ever start waking up to that it happened to you, there's probably programs running or things that we were like, "No, that's crazy. What are you talking about? That didn't happen. That's crazy. No." And so I never really thought about it. Even though she kept telling me, I never really looked into it because it was crazy, you know? And she had me watch a video of somebody on YouTube who was speaking out about it at the time. And that was the only
Yeah.
person that I knew really who was speaking out about. I can't even remember her name. She was on Gigi's channel, Gigi Young, I think. But anyways, I don't remember her name. So then fast forward to last year, 2023. So nothing really happened. 2023, some people were talking about it again. 77 Truther brought it up. He made a video about microchips above the left eyebrow Okay, I can't see on my little tiny little. Can you see it? There's like, because I had a, okay, so I had a flesh colored mole right there, and it always bothered me, and I have no idea how it got there, when it got there. I'm like, I always was like, why is this here? It's so weird. And so I finally got it removed, but you can see the scar, and it's trying to do something weird now too. Oh, can you see it? Oh,
No,
do
I
you
was
have
going
one
to say
too?
right there.
Yeah, I don't know, but people are talking
Is
about a
that the same
microchip.
spot?
I don't know. Mine's like right
I guess
above,
yours
was
is a little.
right there.
So yeah, mine's right there.
Oh, wow. And that's your left eye too?
Yeah, that's my left eye. Yeah, it's right
Oh my
there.
gosh. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So he made a video about the microchips. And so then I was like, oh yeah, good old MK. And I mean that sarcastically. Because sometimes you have to laugh about this stuff. Otherwise you'll just go insane. And I mean, and I don't mean to downplay it or anything like that. It's just sometimes that's just, it just comes out. I laugh sometimes and I don't mean to. Sorry. Anyway, so he made the video and I made the video. Nothing, I made a video about it. I was just like, oh yeah, I have this thing. So that kind of makes sense. And nothing really happened. And then, oh, my birthday's leap year. And we were out on Marine Drive. I don't know if you remember Marine, good old Marine Drive.
I know Marine Drive. I used to do shows out there.
And the tag center is out on Marine Drive. And so I was driving back from Salty's and I was like, oh shit. I was like, oh my God, there's the tag center. I was like, let me stop and make a video. And so I stopped and I made a video. I was like, look, guys, this is where they took us for tag in grade school. And I mean, just looking, like you can go to, I have a playlist now on TikTok because we've been talking about this so much. There's so much. So I made that video and it like blew up and it just started from there. Everybody wanted to know. It was like MK was trying to, I swear, like the essence, the energy, the entity or whatever of MK was like, okay, guys, y'all need to start waking up now and thinking about this and talking about it. And so it just spiraled from there. And now we're all into this MK and MK Ultra. So the MK that we had been talking about was through the gifted programs that like when you were in grade school, I was in TAG, talented and gifted. And then, depending on what state you were in, those gifted programs were the same, but they were called different things. So a lot of people went to GATE, gifted and talented something. And then there's GT, which was just gifted and talented. There's Mosaic. There's, I can't even remember. There's so many of them. So there's so many gifted programs that all of, like a lot of us kids went into. And the number one thing is you can't remember anything.
Yeah, do you remember
You,
anything from that?
you, The only thing that I remember was waiting for the bus for tag. I like, and one, only one or two times really waiting for the bus to tag because, okay, so some people, they stayed at their school. And they can remember stuff. And so I don't know. I don't really think anything happened to them, but they were still in a gifted program. Some people stayed at school, but they took them out to trailers somewhere and they don't remember stuff. So I think stuff happened to them. Now us, we got bused to a, to the freaking tag facility out on Columbia Boulevard. And I don't remember anything,
Yeah, I think it's
anything.
like stage hypnosis. Like everybody kind of goes, and then whoever is more susceptible and more open to whatever the experience is going to be stays, and everybody else gets let go. It's like when all the people that say, like, I went to a show and I was brought up there, but then they sent me off. Like, well, no, you just, like, I didn't get hypnotized. Like, yeah, you did get hypnotized, but like, you just didn't. You weren't like the most. You're not the person who's going to be up there. They'll be barking like a dog or whatever. You know, people always fucking say with that shit.
Yep,
But
right.
yeah. And so they're, yeah,
Yeah.
getting a feel of everyone, seeing who's going to be the most
Oh, yeah.
open
Oh, yeah.
to whatever is going on. And okay.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
yeah.
Good.
Okay. And so then, to kind of jump around, because I'll come back. So talking about the I saw someone at the Oregon Trail game today, on one of the posts, because I mean, especially being from, right at the, and end part of the Oregon Trail, like we got, all we learned about was fucking the Oregon Trail and Lewis and Clark and
Right?
Yeah, and Sacagawea and shit like that. That seemed like there was that was all I learned about. Like when we were talking, you talked about also the split grade.
Oh yeah, like people had a fourth, fifth grade split
right,
sometimes.
which yeah, I had one of those, and like I swear
Me
we just
too.
talked about that kind of shit. Like it's like okay, well we're just gonna learn about this a lot. Why?
And we
What?
did, yeah, and
Yeah.
we did goddesses too, because I remember I had Athena and I did something on Athena, so we did
Oh
goddesses too. Gods and
yeah,
goddesses stuff, yeah.
and then
Yeah.
you go to the computer lab and play fucking Oregon
Yes.
Trail, and like
Yes.
you said there
Frogger.
were other games that you get
Frogger.
offered, but okay, yeah, and Frogger, which, and I mean like video games are fucking hypnosis, like I obviously
Right?
like, I mean it's taking it's you know Flash plus getting you into like a lulled state of mind where you're just fucking zoned in, and then and you know
Right.
because like your brain is so focused on that your because your conscious mind is all fucking focused on that, and then your unconscious subconscious mind is just fucking wide open, and that thing's always listening, that thing that you know, and sometimes the only way you can get it is if you do some sort of you know, retrieval or something, memory retrieval, or things start coming up and you like remember something. All of a sudden, you're like, wait a minute, why do I remember that? Like, what the fuck? So was that something as well that you think was
Well,
attached with it, or?
those are the things that we're trying to figure out. So after I started making videos and then a bunch of people started tagging me in other people's videos who were talking about the MK Ultra, and that one came from this man who talked about the Oregon Trail, and he also talked about those hearing tests.
Oh,
And
yeah.
so yep. And so right now we're trying to figure out, was it a part of MK Ultra stuff programming or was it not? And we don't know yet. I mean, I don't know, but what you just said about the video games and the programming, you know, and it does, it basically kind of makes you like a zombie, and then you're probably more susceptible to stuff, you know. Because I remember that game. I remember the Oregon Trail game, all the different ways you died, your little wagon, having to go get your provisions, what kind of food, all the money, whatever money you had, go get the food, and the wolves come in, or you're getting attacked. Like, I remember that game.
Yeah, hopefully you don't drown fucking crossing the river.
Right? Yeah, that game. And you know, the funny, weird thing is that before they started talking about that game, I saw, I think it was on Instagram. They're making shirts now about the Oregon Trail, and oh, I died of diphtheria, or however you say that word. And I
Yeah.
was like, oh my God. And then all of a sudden, the Oregon Trail game came up. And then people are like, oh my God, I just got that sweatshirt. I was like, yeah, I saw that.
It's wild. I mean, yeah, because I mean it was on the like the green color, like the monochromatic little computer with the floppy disk, like the actual floppy disk, the
Oh yeah. Oh
you know,
yeah,
the
I
big old
forgot about
fucking
that.
things, and it would be on there and you
Yep.
have to go and plug that
Yep.
shit in, and
Yep.
yeah, and it was, I mean, it's so, because then, yeah, what do you do? You're playing that for maybe like what, an hour? And I mean, how easy would that be to, I mean, what else is it supposed to be for? Like, why would they be
Right?
bringing video games into
Right?
kids' stuff? Because, like, do they still do that? Do kids fucking play video games at school?
I don't know. I don't know, but it's interesting now that I'm thinking about this. I wonder if they did that to condition us to play video games. Because then, you know, after that, like I was in like the old school Mario Brothers and all of those games, you know, and then we would always get in
Right.
trouble, like don't be playing those video games so long. You know, so I
Yeah.
mean, I who
And
knows?
yeah, and I mean it's super easy to fucking throw in whatever. You know, all it takes is, especially a very repetitive game like the Oregon Trail
Yeah.
was. It was just like, you know, it makes you think of things, and then what do you attach with that? What do you attach with the you know, the oxen got sick and died or whatever, or here lies Rusty.
Right? Oh
I told
yeah.
you I was sick.
Oh,
You know,
yeah. Yes, I forgot about that.
or else people would write a cheese and pepperoni, because I think those Tombstone commercials were a thing around then too. And what do you
Oh
want
my
on your
God.
tombstone? Cheese and extra
Yep.
pepperoni or whatever. And
Yep.
yeah,
Yeah.
it was odd. And so, like, yeah, I mean, like, I know, like, so for the tag program, I got tested. I tested for it, but then I don't think I went more than one time. And so I feel like I was one of those ones that was like sort of open to it, but then
Oh.
like they're like, no, this kid couldn't. But then I remember
Huh.
like thinking like, why am I not like part of this? What am I? But then like looking back, I'm like, maybe it's good
Maybe you got saved.
I wasn't. And you know, but I don't know. It doesn't take very long to fucking program a kid, wouldn't think. I mean, you can program a kid pretty fucking fast. I mean, from what I know from hypnosis, it's pretty fucking easy to, you know,
Yeah.
like if you want to, you change someone's fucking whole, you know, way of thinking in
Yep. And kid.
probably seconds, an hour.
Yeah. I know, right? And kids are open, more open and susceptible because they're kids. They don't know
Right.
better. They don't know to question things. They just do what they're told because that's what you got taught from your parents was to follow orders, at least back in the
Right.
80s.
Yeah.
Don't get in trouble, follow orders.
Yeah. Don't know about
So,
now.
yeah. Yeah, so I know it's also frustrating because I went down to my school and I tried to get some answers, and of course I got no answers yet. I also asked my mother, but I knew I was going to get no answers because she's a narcissist who I think a lot of the parents were in on it, unfortunately. Or if they weren't in on it, I feel like they got brainwashed as well. Because I feel like, and again, this is just my opinion, but I feel like what they were doing was they did all this testing. First of all, there's tons of testing. That's the thing that we're getting with all this on TikTok right now,
Yeah.
is that there's all these different tests. What were those hearing tests? Then there was the scoliosis. Like, there's so much testing.
Oh,
And
that
then,
thing.
and that's, yeah. Oh my gosh. Hold on. We'll get back to that. But,
Okay.
they did all this testing and then they took the kids, but you had to get your parents sign the permission slip because we left and we went to the tag center. So they had to sign something, I think. Of course, my mother doesn't remember and she always wants to, oh, why do you want to know that? Why do you want to know that? Oh, I don't remember. Like, sure, mom, because you were probably in on it or you got brainwashed. Anyway, so then I think that they took us and they were testing our abilities. They wanted to see who was psychic, who had their telepathy open, who could remote view, what abilities did these kids have and how could they use them? And then also too, which of the kids could they manipulate? Which ones could they get to do their bidding? Who would comply like soldiers and who
Right.
wouldn't? And so the ones who wouldn't, I don't know if they still forced us to do stuff. Or not, because then I think that they wiped our memories and that's why we can't remember anything. So, but that's just what I think.
So was there I remember a flash one too. Like, was that one of them? Like some sort of like with a computer screen, kind of a flashing.
Yeah, I mean, I can't remember the movies that they're on, but again, you can find a lot of this stuff in movies if you want to like see examples. So the movies were, yeah, like you're glued. Like, and sometimes they will force your eyes open too. They force you to sit there and stare at this TV screen because, and it's flashing and it's showing all this terrible stuff or whatever the hell that is that they're showing. So you're forced to watch this thing and it's flashing and it's doing something to your brain. And some of this stuff I can't talk about because it makes me like start feeling violently ill, like I'm gonna puke because they did a number on me. I just don't know all of the things. And honestly, I don't know if I want to know all of the things yet because it's
Why
too
don't you want?
much.
It's too much. You
It's
wouldn't
too
want to.
much. It's too much. Okay, so think of in Stranger Things, in the show Stranger Things 11, how they didn't even give her a name. First of all, that's how much our government cares about us. They didn't even give her a name. They gave her a number and they kept her there because she had abilities. They kept her locked up with daddy or papa. Papa. Oh, I hate that word. Like, there's some trigger words too. I hate that word. And I can't stand looking at that man because he's gross in that show. Anyways, they kept her there. They hook you up with things on your head, monitors. And then the one time they put her down, they put her in a suit, they put a thing over her face, and they put her down in water tank. So I personally believe that I had a lot of water torture trauma. Because we just in my live the other day, I'm sorry that I'm all over the place. This just Please, gets me so heated.
That's how I think. That's how my brain goes. So it's like normal
okay,
to me.
Cool.
So okay, if you're cool. listening, I don't know.
I know, right? Hopefully you can keep up. So on my live the other day, we kind of figured out another thing. I'm a Pisces and I love, love, love water. However, I believe that they absolutely did a whole bunch of water torture trauma on me. And so I also, cause like I had, one of my acupuncturists, actually a couple of them, and a psychic asked me, are you afraid of water? And I was like, well, no, I love water, but yeah, I'm afraid of water. And so then on my live, there were other, the sign Cancer, which is also water signs. They said they are water signs. They're afraid of water. And then somebody piped in and they're like, I'm a fire sign and I'm afraid of fire. So since the elements are so powerful, and I mean, you know, if you think of like Airbender or whatever, like where they use the elements, because you got to remember, like we're gifted. I believe they took these people, took us, all of us, because we're gifted, you know, in some way. Some people can read the future. Some people are oracles. Some people are psychic. Some people can talk to dead people. Some people can move things with their minds. So if we're super powerful in that one element, like, you know, that I have a lot of water in my chart, water's my jam, but I'm sort of scared of water. And so I think they did that on purpose. So that maybe if we did start waking up to this stuff, we wouldn't use those things.
Right. And it would be something that's kind of like putting your head to subconsciously like think like, well, I should be using my water, but like, you know, I'm fucking kind of freaked out of water. Like I don't, that's not good. I'm not even going to go and try that at all. I'm going to stay far away from it.
Yeah. Yeah. Even showers. But I think that this is probably a lot more of us, excuse me, who had CSA, childhood sexual abuse. The shower, the bath, that's a big trigger thing. And so even today, like I have to hurry and shower as fast as I can and get the hell out of there. And I don't know if it's a water thing or if it's a CSA thing, but other people were talking about that too, with they can't be in the shower either. So, yeah.
Would you want to be at that point where you're, I mean, not feeling that way? Or is
yeah.
it like,
I mean, yeah, well,
is hypnosis ever anything you ever thought about doing?
Yes. Do you do the Dolores Cannon one? It's like a 4-hour process. I can't remember what it's called. It's like four different letters, I think. But yes, I do.
I mean, you have, or you'd be interested in it?
I'm interested in it, and I also have. But those sessions that I was in, it wasn't really what I was expecting. So they did more of like a hypnosis journey. And then I was supposed to get all the answers. And I'm just like, girl, I came here to relax and have you give me the answers. I don't want to try to get all the answers for myself. So it was a weird, and I can't remember what she called that kind of hypnosis. And then, I was with this sound bath lady here who she does sound bath, like hypnosis. So again, it's not like, you know, I go in personally, somebody puts me under and tries to find all these things. I guess I haven't really done that. And I've always wanted to. It's always just the lack of money. Because, yeah, like a lot of us are struggling. A lot of people who were MK'd are struggling because it also goes into the whole handler and gang stalking and like all this kind of stuff too. So,
yeah. And well, I mean, so like, well, with what I do is like, I don't know. Does that like...
When you do your sessions,
it works. Uh-huh. It works well.
Nice.
And like, so like hour and a half, probably maybe 2 hours. Oh. But then like the cool part is like, you don't really have to say anything to me if you don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
You just kind of, I let you do it in your own head. Or if you want to say what you're experiencing, then I can kind of guide you along that way as well. And so, I mean, it makes it a little easier, but it's not totally necessary. And so, like, but the cool thing is, like, you might think it's one thing that, like, you want to know about,
I
but
know.
it could be something that's further back in your memories that you got to go through first. And then, like, that thing will pop up in your head. And but the best part about it is, like, you get to face that right there and make it less impactful than it is now. And you get to do it in the most relaxed setting. And then the next time it happens, it's going to be like, well, that's not so bad. And so, like, yeah, that's the one thing I won't charge for. So if you are interested, because of how well it fucking works, like, I'm like, I can't charge for it.
Okay, question.
And I have a
So,
certain one that I
and
do.
you have a what? Okay.
It's the Rusty Diamond method is what I call
Cool.
it.
I love it. Yeah, I love it. I know. See, I do like emotion code. Have you heard of that healing? Emotion code, body code. I
What's
do.
that?
I do. So that one is you go like, so we would connect or I would you'd connect to the person who I'm having a session with. Don't let me forget, I want to ask you about group sessions though,
Sure.
huh? Connect to the person and then their energy, like you can basically find, and you can do it within yourself too. You don't even have to, have a client or whatever. You do it on yourself. You find within yourself, within your auras, your chakra, your organs, your liver, your brain. You find all of these trapped emotions, limiting beliefs, fears. It's like all the trauma and everything that's stuck in our body. You go in and you just pull that stuff out. You find what it is, you pull it out, and there's a lot of metaphorical weapons because people, if you have enemies, people love to send swords and knives and voodoo pins and all these things to you. And so energetically, you got that stuff stuck in your energy. So I can do like individual sessions on myself, but group sessions. Can you do group? Have you tried group hypnosis sessions yet? Is that something you're interested in?
Yeah, I mean, I've done it for, but I've only done it for relaxation. Like, I usually just do one-on-one, like, clinical, but I did one time I did a relaxation one during a comedy show, and I was the second to last person. So the person, there was like a two-person group after me, and I felt like a dick for that. But I didn't think about that beforehand. So I had everyone super relaxed and just sort of like this for when the people who were the main attraction for the show went on. And I was like, yeah, I shouldn't have done that one. But I don't know, like
Oh, well.
the group stuff works well. Like there's a place that when I was living in Portland, I would go to and it was my doctor's office, and they would do acupuncture in a group setting. Through it was the what was it? Northwest Naturopathic Institute or something like that. And so their office is down by near the South Waterfront. You see it like when you're, oh,
Was
go
it the
ahead.
school? Is it the school, the Natural Center of Natural Medicine or
Yeah,
something?
something like that. And
Probably.
yeah. And
They do a lot of stuff and it is, yeah, like Chinese stuff.
they're cool as fuck. Like I trust them a lot more. Like but we do these it'd be like 10 people sitting in zero gravity chairs in a circle, and they would just go around. So it's all the people who are about to finish their certification with the instructor in there doing, doing the acupuncture on you. That was the first time I tried that, and I was fucking hooked. And it's so different when you have a lot of other people around and be able to have that energy just fucking flow. And I'm like, okay, there's something to it, because it was like right around the same time I got into hypnosis, and I'm like, okay, this is there's something to fucking acupuncture, something to them, like, taking down all the notes from how I'm feeling, like what's working, what's not working, these special blends of herbs and stuff they give you, like how's that working, and
Yep.
It's pretty cool. And it was sweet because it was covered with my insurance. They had that in there and in Minnesota, but like no, the other places I've lived haven't had the naturopathic option, which I miss. But if you get a chance, go check them out. If you're in Portland, I mean, they're fucking, they're great.
Yeah. They are. Yeah.
So
Yeah, but
shout out.
I'm yep, and I'm definitely interested in hypnosis. And then later on, if you decide you want to try to do a group thing, maybe with the MK group, because I did start an MK group on
Ooh.
Facebook. Yeah. And then somebody on my TikTok, they also started us a Telegram one. But so we're still just trying to get like all of like, where's the best place to start practicing these things and doing these things? Because there's a lot of things that I want to try now too, to see if we can help unlock. Because what I want to do is I want to deprogram, unprogram what they did.
So hold on. So if it was a group hypnosis and everybody was open to say, like, everybody's open to say what they're seeing and like be able to talk about it. And I just like, I'm like, what are you seeing? And then what do you see? And you tell me what you're seeing and experiencing and just kind of go around. I could do that. I could totally do that if that's the thing. And I would love to do that. I think that would be a
Okay.
fucking cool thing.
Right.
So you let people
Yeah.
know, and we can do it on
Okay.
Zoom. That way,
Okay.
everyone can be in their fucking comfy
Oh, I
place,
love it.
whatever that is. Like,
Yeah.
thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for
Yeah.
the Corona. Letting me get on Zoom and do Zoom all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, we can do that if you want to get people. I'll check out that Facebook group and see what's up. That could be an interesting thing there. I like that.
Right? I know. See, like I don't like the word like experiment and stuff like that, just because it's sort of triggering for people who were experimented on, because that's this whole thing with the MK is like you're experimented on. And so like for me, I could feel, even before I knew about MK Ultra, I could feel that I didn't want to get taken and tortured again. So,
Right.
but I thought it was from past lives. So
Ooh,
yeah,
another
so
fun hypnosis.
this would be really cool. Right now the group on Facebook is called Gap. So it's gifted and powerful, but then the gap also means like, 'cause we have gaps in our memories. So I thought that was funny. No, just whatever.
So it's under gifted and powerful.
Yep. It's just called Gap. Capital G, capital A, capital P, Gap. And I think, well, 'cause I made a new Facebook page for myself and then I started that group new. So it's really just beginning. And I
Yeah,
think
you'll have to
I
go
set it to
ahead.
private because
Oh, okay.
I didn't want other people, you know, people who are not supposed to be there, but then people are saying they're having a hard time finding it. So
Yeah, you'll
right
have to
now,
send me out.
yeah.
Sorry.
Or
I don't.
you could look under Angela Knight, Knight, and I've got a picture of She-Ra with like her, like the third eye, because again,
Okay.
I haven't fixed anything yet. I just threw some stuff up real quick to get it started because everybody wanted a group, or you know, somewhere where we could do some more stuff that wasn't on TikTok.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll have to wait. No, that might be. No, that's not. Is that you?
Is it She-Ra on there and it says Angela Knight? And then, oh. And then I think I put up a
No.
picture that I made in the background. The background says like, we're the, like something about the wild ones. Let's go on a wild adventure together. Young, wild, and free. That's what the background picture is. It was something I had made for a women's group a long, long time ago, but I did it on my iPad and that was the only picture I had on there. So again, I just
Oh,
threw some stuff up.
there we go. Okay. Then Portland, Oregon. Okay. Got it. All right. I'm gonna do that and then I'll find it. So there's, yeah, like, I don't know. It's pretty fascinating. And it's ironic that it would be, doing the same thing, but the other side of it, like to be able to access what it is, it's like you have to go back through to get to what's in there that wasn't, I guess that wasn't supposed to be in there or shouldn't be in there, or or
Right.
what, but I mean, yeah, like even with, yeah, like past lives and stuff. So what'd you do with past lives? How'd that come up? Or what'd you find out about you?
Oh God, a lot of stuff. So well, there's a lot. I'll just
Okay.
tell you the basic gist of it is that I believe that my mother and some of my family in this lifetime, they've been with me for many, many, many lifetimes, and they have been trying to, my mother has been trying to take me down for many, many, many lifetimes. That's what I have found. Like one of the lifetimes, she was the king in the castle. I finally got away again, but then she sent my brothers out to go hunt me down and bring me back. So like I have been trying to get away from, I think I've been reincarnating with these same people for too long, and they're not learning their lessons. I am. They're not learning their lessons, so they can't get over it. They can't move past it. And it's really frustrating because I just want to get away from these people. And I'm like, I'm not reincarnating with them anymore. Come on now. So, and then there was another lifetime where my mom was like a brothel owner, or like a madam, whatever you call that. I can't remember if she was a man or a woman in that life, because we've been men and women in our other lives. And so she was the owner of that, and I was a sex slave, because that's another whole, there's so much slave stuff. And anyways, I don't remember what happened because it's been a while since I went into that past life, but we accidentally ended up burning down the place, and I think we all died from fire. And so I do have a weird thing with fire, but I thought it had come from my grandpa. So yeah, there's a lot. And so then you never know, is it coming from past lives? Is it coming from this programming? Because another thing that I found out recently is not only, okay, so MK Ultra programming, I mean, we're kind of getting it like every day through TV programs, through the news, through the commercials, through the advertisements, like stuff like that. And then there's the gifted programs where they take the kids. Then there's also the military. The military is a huge thing. But then there's also a couple other programs called the Monarch programming, which was the butterfly, and then the Beta sex kitten, sex wolf programming. And these ones are even worse. And this is where I can't talk about it because I really don't want to know. But this is like sex slave programming, and it's really terrible. And so I just found out I have both of those also. And now it makes sense because I was wondering why. Why I had all of these, without going into it too much, like why I had all these crazy things going on, and now it makes sense. Finding out about the sex slave programming that they did too with the MK Ultra. It's terrible. It's absolutely
So,
terrible.
how did you come about that? How did you figure that part out?
TikTok. TikTok.
TikTok.
TikTok. So the most amazing thing about social media is that we can all come together. And I just me making those videos, it unlocked a bunch of people's memories. And so then they would all start sharing all of their stories in the comments, on TikTok. And so then, and they started messaging me and everything. And they're like, okay, have you heard of the Monarch program? Have you heard of the Beta program? And I'm like, yeah, but no, what is it? And so then they started telling me and explaining this one girl who's really, really knowledgeable. She started explaining everything to me, and it was like when I was still in bed and I hadn't even woken up yet or had my coffee, and she's telling me all this sex programming, and I'm like, shit, I have this. Because so like with the beta programming, they train you and they do a lot of stuff through your dreams. Okay. So somehow I believe they hijack our dreams and they do this programming and they do this torture stuff through your dreams. And so with the beta program, you learn to be either a sex kitten for the girls or a wolf for the boys, is what she said. And I was like, oh my God, dude. I was like, yeah, they programmed me to be a cat and to do things to men. It's really gross. So, and that's not even just the monarch thing is a whole nother sexual abuse thing. And the really gross thing is too, like I thought it was just the CSA, just the childhood sexual abuse, but like I was stuck down in California and my friend I had known since second grade, she had her parents had to come pick me up because I have been in so many weird, crazy situations. And a lot of times they get me stuck to where like I can't get out of a place. And so her freaking parents drove from Portland down to Los Baños, California to go get my ass out of there because there was no other way to get out. And I'm not saying that he was a pe I'm not saying he's a pedophile, but it was her dad and her mom and me only, and we had to stay in a hotel room. And I remember he dropped something or whatever, and I had to get down on my hands and knees and look for something, and he was standing right over me, and I had this feeling that I had to do whatever he wanted me to do sexually. Like it's programmed. Like you don't want to do it, but somehow you are programmed to where if you're around a pedophile, you know, and you also have to do what he says, if that makes sense, without going into too much. Oh,
So,
I
I mean, and so is that like, and that's a whole different fucking can of worms there.
It's yes. It's a whole different can of worms from the tag stuff. Yeah.
So,
So we can go back to the scoliosis and the testing if you want
well,
instead.
no, we're here, we're talking about it. And so then, like, is that, I don't know. Are they then, is there a certain saturation of people for like a location, or is it just kind of spread out, do you think? Or are they like more populated in some
I
areas? So I
think.
know like Portland's a big fucking place for and I've been saying that for a while. I've gotten a lot of shit for that, for saying that Portland's a huge fucking place, especially there's a place that's in Portland that I won't mention the name of the place.
Chinatown?
But yeah. There's a
The
certain,
underground tunnels? The Shanghai tunnels? Sorry.
No, it's I've been screaming that one from the rooftops for fucking like 5 years, and everyone's just like, you're fucking crazy. Like, what proof do you have of that? Like, and like,
Because that's exactly what they do. That's exactly what they do. When you're onto something, they will start shutting you down because they don't want it to get out. So you're onto something. Good job.
there's a certain kind of, let's see how I can say it without saying the name of the place.
Downtown?
Downtown in Chinatown, it's like the one place that's open 24
Oops,
hours that
sorry.
there's always a stupid line around there for it, for some shitty food.
Oh, they might have shut that one down finally. I can't remember because I haven't been down there in so long, because that is like Chinatown is the drug homeless area, the biggest one. So I haven't been down there in quite a while. They blew up the post office. You know the downtown post office? Do you
Over there
remember
on
that?
Broadway.
Yes, if you came across the bridge, the Red Bridge, that whatever, the Broadway
The
Bridge,
Broadway
and then
Bridge
the post office was right
is
there.
right there
They
at the end.
it's gone. They blew it. They took it away. I was like,
Whoa.
what the
Yeah.
They could have put
Okay.
so many homeless people in there, but yeah, they took that away. So I don't know if that place is still there. They might have finally closed that down, but then they also close things and they open them.
Right.
So
Well, like everything
yeah,
around there,
scary.
there's a, let's
Shady.
see, place that got famous for putting a sleeping thing inside some food.
Oh my gosh.
So, but yeah, well, I'll just say, I guess, yeah, I
Was
don't
it
know,
Lou?
a donut place.
Oh. Oh.
That there's always
I
a
didn't
lot.
know that.
They got famous off of a donut that was filled with NyQuil. That's how they got big. And
Oh my God, the little pink boxes.
the little pink boxes, if you
Well, I
get
guess
a
they're not
lot of
little,
them,
but
they're in
yeah.
the size of like a child coffin. If you get
Oh my God, yeah. Oh my God.
if you go down that rabbit hole, that's an interesting rabbit hole. If
Oh
you ever
my
go down that
God.
one,
They have opened those in other states now too. Like I think, what is it,
anywhere there's a lot
Austin?
of kids,
Yeah,
Disneyland.
Aust oh, right? Yeah, because Austin is supposed to be like, you know how they say keep Portland weird, and
Yep.
supposedly Austin also is like
They
Portland, and I think they had
did
that
it
donut.
first. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
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 Yeah. It's,
Oh my God. No
yeah.
wonder when we started bringing up all the MK stuff, there were so many people that said that there is something wrong with Oregon, that there's like too much stuff going on here. But I also wonder, is it just Oregon or is it like a lot of the different states that have just so many things going on that we don't really. Yeah, it is a lot. And yeah, I forgot about the Shanghai tunnels and stuff. So, yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that place, like, there's like, a few different places right in there.
Yes, there is.
You know, yeah, there was the Paris Theater, which is gone now. And
Dante's.
And so they're all connected right there, like through the tunnels.
Right there.
So that whole area, you go in the area and hang out, like it's a fucking weird area. Me too. I used to do comedy there. And I did a show at fucking the Paris Theater like in 2019.
Yeah.
And I was wearing a shirt I shouldn't, you know, been wearing, talking about Donut Place. You know, like it's, I mean, yeah, like people think that the Shanghai tunnels aren't being used or like it's just being used for drugs or whatever, but like, yeah, not, there's a lot more to that. Or like, oh, there, you know, the tunnels that everyone goes down, it's like there's a lot of fucking tunnels in a lot of fucking places, and it's really easy to
get
people
are.
The fuck out and moved around.
Yes, there are, even in other countries too. I heard about all the when I first started with the Jeffrey Epstein stuff.
Sure.
I learned about all the tunnels that are under Australia and basically like everywhere that we don't even know. So yeah, tunnels.
Yeah. Yeah. And you a think? Lot of those. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like, why else would they have tunnels?
Right. Why do we need tunnels?
Yeah. Everywhere.
Why? Everywhere.
Yeah.
And even in like some of the castles and houses and stuff, they built tunnels and secret passageways to get out of everything, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, like there's apparently some tunnels that go up to the West Hills, that up in Portland that probably go to some of those fucking mansions up there.
Yeah,
and have those fucking parties of those kinds of people doing those kinds of things.
Yeah, because also the satanic ritual abuse. So if you ever see SRA, people started talking about it when we brought up the MK Ultra. So they're bringing up a lot of SRA, satanic ritual abuse. And so, yeah, you know, like they take the kids and whatever, all the different things that they do. I don't even.
Right.
Yeah. So that's another big old thing too. So yeah, it all makes sense.
Yeah.
It all makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's a lot of places. And so, I mean, it's like, yeah, kind of all over fucking the world. And, like, I don't know, people just don't want to fucking believe any of it, or like, it's too much. It would just fucking destroy their fucking existence
to
think that something isn't, not everything's fucking peachy.
I know.
And stuff. And
I know.
Or I don't know. Yeah. Or I don't know if they just maybe talked with somebody. I don't know. And like, don't say anything.
Right.
Say anything, you'll be crazy. Right?
See, and that's why I say stuff, because so I was born in 1980, and the whole thing then was you got to keep everything secret. You got to make the family has to look perfect. You can't just say or do anything that's going to taint the family's reputation. So everything was kept behind closed doors. Everything was a secret, and it's bullshit. And they still want to deny it. They still want to deny it. And I'm like, nope, I'm helping people. We're talking about this.
Yeah. And in our 40s, you know, but it better late than fucking never. And like, you know, it took a while to get there, but like, it's fucking,
but we're getting there.
It needed to happen. And like, yeah, I think the more people that are kind of catching on and, you know, seeing what's happening and kind of getting like, oh yeah, shit. Okay. Yeah. Let's look into this. This is something, like, this is bringing back some memories. And yeah, go ahead.
And that's the other thing, the CIA, like, okay. So I believe they have to show us, and there is some universal law. I just can't remember what it's called right now, but like, so they have to show us so that they don't, so they have to, the bad guys have to show us what they're doing so that they don't rack up karma or something. So that's why they hide it in movies and everything. However, they also have to put it in the CIA documents. And so you have to go searching for them. And I think you can't even go on Google. You have to go on that other you have to search it somewhere else, but there's all these CIA documents that freaking spells out everything that they did and they've been doing and everything that they know, because they know a lot more stuff too.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people like, oh yeah, they did all this stuff a long time ago, but they don't do that anymore. They just stopped. They stopped in fucking 1990 or something. Like, it's all done. Like, well, we figured everything out. Now everybody's good. But they used to do it. They totally used to do it.
Right. Well, yeah, I found out they're still doing the tag program when I went down to my school. And the other thing you just reminded me of was the Rh negative blood. We all think now that they are looking for people with the Rh negative blood. And that's another thing. And like, you know how all those, the DNA tests were coming out and they really pushed it on people to go get your, they wanted to know who was who. They want to know the 13
who's
bloodlines.
Part of the bloodline.
The special blood. Who's got the special blood? Mm-hmm. Right. So, yeah, that's
who's
another
related
thing.
Related to them. Like, and the good thing is you don't need a lot of people part of the family. You just need one person from the family to do it. And then it's like, well, there it is.
Right.
There's your bloodline right there. Go find them and, come knocking on your door.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy stuff. It is. It's crazy. And that's the thing. That's why people don't believe it, or they don't want to believe it, because they just think it's crazy. Like, no, our government wouldn't be doing that to us.
Yeah. It just stopped. But a lot of the people believe that there has been stuff throughout history that they've done. And like, you know, going back in Operation whatever, like there's so many different things. Uh-huh. Like, oh yeah, they did all these, but guess they got all the information they needed and they're done experimenting and testing now. Another thing I was gonna ask about with the testing. So when I was, after I got out of high school, at some point, then like they always wanted to put me on Ritalin and shit, but I never wanted to do that. And so they, gave me an option to do this thing, like this brain stuff, like where I would be hooked up to like these, mm-hmm. you know, things on my head.
Yeah.
And I would be looking at a screen, and by using like my brain waves, be able to make like a thing move faster or slower, that kind of shit, to go and help my ADD or ADHD or whatever.
I don't know, but I'm gonna say you're highly gifted. Like, I'm gonna just guess and say that you're highly gifted. I don't know why they took you out of the tag program.
Right.
Maybe because you threw a fit and really wouldn't comply or something.
I mean, that sounds like
me. I mean,
that
you
sounds
know?
Like me a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. So that would make sense.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, yeah. So, I mean, it's always kind of been that. And so, like, that was an interesting thing. That was probably, I mean, that would have been like probably 2002, maybe 2000, somewhere around there, maybe 2000, somewhere in that area. Like, and and it was someplace in Lake Oswego, and it was some fucking weird dude. And I'd go in there, and I'd go in there. It was a number of times I went, because it would be to try to like fine tune it to get it so I could. It was to say to like get my, you know, be able to have my focus be on one thing, since what it's all over the place every other time. But this would be to get to
same. I think that's probably another sign, like you can't think. And I feel like sometimes too, because there's a lot of monitoring spirits and the handlers and the gang stalking and all that stuff too, and the they can still remote view and just all the things that they do. Sometimes like you will just be talking and then you all of a sudden can't remember what the hell you were talking about. And then, yeah, like I can't think a lot of the times. I feel like they did that to us on purpose too.
Yeah.
Probably so that we would feel like we were going crazy, and also so we wouldn't succeed faster, because if our brains were not messed with, Do you know how much farther along that we would be by now?
I mean, how many people were in the tag program that fucking are spinning their gears now and they're fucking however old they are? Like, who is in the tag program who's doing pretty well?
Or has
had an easy life?
I know, right? That's a video that I wanted to make because I keep thinking about that. I'm like, are we all struggling? Because I know there's tons of us who are homeless or, you know, they're out living in a trailer or something somewhere, like, you know, an RV. So, yeah, they did a number. They did a number on us. And yeah, that makes sense now because I haven't heard of that testing yet that you just talked about, but we just haven't talked about it yet over on TikTok. So, I wonder, I don't know. Like, I wonder if they were trying to still test you again, or I wonder if they really were trying to put your brain back together. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you have any feelings?
I don't know. Cause I mean, I think it was my parents were like wanting me to, cause my parents always wanted me to fucking be on Ritalin and shit. And I always said, no, I don't want to take that stuff. Like, and they wanted to, since I was like in, I don't know, probably sometime in high school, because it wasn't really a thing until I feel
they pushed it hard too when that came out. I think they tried to get my brother on that, or they got my brother's friend on it. It really messed him up. There was also too that for people who had acne, there was some pill like Accutane or something, but it was terrible. I think my brother took it and I think it messed him up.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there was Ritalin and that other pill for acne that they really pushed back in that day. Luckily I didn't take either one.
Yeah, me neither. Like that shit, like, and yeah. I watched what it did to those people and that'd be an interesting one to go down to, but I don't know if like how they would react and how they would feel about talking about that.
I don't know.
It's an interesting thing. But so I wanted also to then ask about the scoliosis. So, I mean, my back, it says I've had it since like I've been whatever. But I don't know like if it fucking even means anything. Like, okay, like I'm still fucking here. I'm doing fine. Like, whatever.
Okay, I'm starting to laugh because this second part of it is going to sound insane to people who don't understand. Sure. Okay, so with the scoliosis thing, so I finally, because I didn't think that it had anything to do with the MK, but now I don't know because I made a video yesterday and so many people are saying that they have the same thing as I do. And I'm like, wait, what? How is this even possible? Okay. So I think that it was probably fourth or fifth grade because for us, we had to go to school. The girls, you had to make sure you brought your training bra that day and wear it because you were naked. You had to pull your shirt all the way down and bend over, and they put a ruler on your back to see if your spine was straight.
Yep.
And so back then, and they had to do it to me a whole bunch of times, which I really hated because I didn't want to be naked at school.
In
really
front sucked. Of some fucking weird teacher.
Yeah exactly. And so then they told me I had slight scoliosis. And so I was like kind of freaked out because I did know this girl, my mom's friend's daughter, like had to go have her spine, like she had it really bad or something. She had to go have spinal surgery. And I was like, oh my God, I hope I never get that.
Do you tell your parents then?
Yeah. Yeah. And then, but I don't know if they did anything about it. I don't remember them ever doing anything about it.
Me neither.
It was just like, oh, I hope it doesn't get worse. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So I don't remember ever anything. And then fast forward to like, I think when I was about, when I started noticing things was when I was like probably 19 or something, the left side of my back. So on your spine down going towards your lower back, the left side of mine is like all messed up. And for me, what happens, I think, is, first of all, I noticed I'm leaning on my left side like all the time. And so I think that leg gets really, really tight and like the muscles and stuff that are by the spine get really, really tight and it just pulls everything up. Because I even noticed recently when I'm driving, my left leg is over here all crunched up and I'm just like, dang, man, like what is going on with my left side? And so I've had tons of different things to try to help and fix this. Like, we try to figure out what is wrong over here, and nobody's ever really been able to figure anything out. And so then I, when I went to the chiropractor and we started talking about it again, and this was a couple months ago, we brought up the scoliosis stuff. And so after I left that appointment, I went to my car and I looked up the, what are the metaphysical causes of scoliosis? And I started bawling. Yeah, I started bawling. Like, okay, so for me, I believe if you look up the metaphysical causes of anything, even like a migraine or a right wrist pain or your left pinky hurts, or, you know, look up the metaphysical causes of it, it'll tell you what's going on. So I started bawling, because basically what it was that my mother was so terrible to me and made me feel like a piece of shit. And because our left side is our feminine side, right? So my left side's all messed up. So she literally kept squashing me down. Like, and that's what happened. Like, I kept leaning to this side. I don't know if you can see me. I kept, you know, and it squashed down my feminine, and she treated me like I was a piece of shit, worse than a dog. And I can't remember the exact verbiage of what the metaphysical causes were, but it made complete sense for me. And so I was bawling. I'm just like, damn. Okay. All right. This makes sense. Now, fast forward to the crazy part. I know this is going to sound crazy. I've done a lot of healing work. I'm all about healing. Okay. So I started realizing that there was some octopus or squid inside of me. Obviously not a real one. Okay. We're talking energetic here. So I was like, what the hell? Cause I could feel that there's something up in here, like controlling me, or like whispering in my ears, or like whatever it is. It's very frustrating. And so like I just kept pulling. I was like pulling. I was like, get out of me. Like, what the hell is this? And I kept pulling it out and pulling it out. I don't know if I got it out. Then I also did another healing with one of my shaman, and there was also a dragon inside of me that was from a past life where I messed up and did something bad. So it was like revenging me for lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. So we went back and fixed it. Anyways, somebody just said in the scoliosis video in the comments that they had pulled something out of that side of the body where the spine is messed up. Like, I want to say like a reptilian thing or something. And it triggered my memory again too, that I think when I first had tuned into it that day after the chiropractor, I felt like there's something in there too that I need to get out. And so I don't know. I think the hypnosis thing would be amazing. And I'm just wondering if we do all have something in there that's causing that. And again, I know it sounds crazy, but this healing, this stuff is.
Right. Healing's you know? Fucking wild. And mm-hmm. like, it's intense.
Yeah. But, you know, so
sometimes it's inside. Dumb joke.
Right. Somebody with the scoliosis mentioned something about the spinal fluid. I think our spines are really, really important. And so I guess that would make sense why they kind of hijacked that, if they hijacked that too. Again, I don't know yet. We're just getting into the scoliosis stuff.
I mean, your back fucking, try doing anything when your back hurts.
Oh, I know. And I don't know about you, but like, they get me in my back all the time. Like, I get attacked in my back. I get all of these things going on in my back all the time. And a lot of people are saying that too.
Yeah. I mean, once your back's fucking fucked, mm-hmm. you're laying in bed. You can't do anything.
Exactly. Exactly.
Real easy to fucking take care of when you can't fucking move.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And then I think that they placed us around all of these handlers, and the handler is just like the person to keep you in line, to keep you in check, to make sure you're staying down and compliant and not waking up and not doing good in your life. So I think that all the handlers and the gang stalking and being around narcissists and the wrong people, if you stay around those people too long, I have found a correlation between a lot of people that were on TikTok that are now having autoimmune diseases and all the stuff that's going wrong in your body. And it makes sense, because if you think about it, like, at least for me, with all the trauma and even being around, like my mother, it's like being around a predator. You're around a venomous snake that could get you at any time. And like, I can feel her energy. And so I constantly, without knowing it, I'm hunching, I'm trying to protect myself like all the time. And so now, like, everything is tight everywhere. And so for me, it makes complete sense why people are getting all of these things now. Especially when you're around the wrong people, your body is protecting itself. You are crunching and holding on and tightening. And it just makes sense. Sorry.
No, that's fucking very true. And it's hard, and I wish, like, you know, I learned to just fucking stay away from some of these people fucking years ago. Again, it's something I didn't learn to probably my
Yeah.
30s, 40s, 30s,
Yep.
maybe, probably 40s. And
Yeah.
it's like, fuck, I really
Yep.
spent a lot, like, just
Yep.
like, and fucking, I don't want to fucking shit on too many people, but like, a lot of entertainment stuff, like, I hated fucking being around these fucking people. A lot of them, I like it, but it's, I have a fucking this many people maybe that I can, like, in each of those fucking, like, in wrestling and fucking comedy that I'm like, I'm good with, but there's a lot of people that are just fucking
Yeah.
narcissistic pieces of shit, and
Yes.
like, I don't want to, like, just being around it just fucking is draining and fucking horrible, and like,
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to fucking do it, and like, it's like, I it's not fucking worth it. It's not worth it to be around that kind of shit. Maybe it
No.
is for some people, but you know, and people
Yeah.
that other people I know, like, it sucks.
Yeah. I
Like,
think some people, yeah, they don't really know. They don't really know. They don't really understand the whole narcissist game thing yet. They probably just think it's normal because we got like family pushed on us so hard.
yep.
Oh, you got to stay with your
You
family.
right, always. That fucking is the big bullshit right there.
Yep.
That's a big
Yep.
bullshit.
It's
Like,
another, another thing that kept us stuck and down. Yeah, because I've had to let go of all of them, unfortunately. Did I want to? No, but I'm not staying around narcissistic assholes who just want to take me down, that all they ever do is talk shit about me, and they literally, I've seen them do these terrible things to me, and it's just like, yeah, no. No, thank you. It's just that also too, some of us are stuck around the handlers still because it's been very hard to get out. So that's a whole nother thing, but yeah, never again. After I get out of this last situation, I will never, ever again be around anybody who are assholes. Like, I just, no more. We all deserve better than that.
It's, I don't know, because I mean, yeah, there's little fucking things our primitive brain sees these flashy fucking things of like, oh, here's something that's gonna like be good for a little bit, and then it's like, ah, fucking fooled
Yeah.
you, here you are, like, fuck, okay, that was stupid. I need to be a little bit more aware of who I'm, you know, being around, and that
Yeah.
kind of shit. And it's,
Yeah.
yeah, you don't need to be around everyone. You don't need to like everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't.
Exactly.
You don't. It's okay. It's okay.
I know. And like, that's another thing in school. I don't know about you, but they pushed, especially on girls, that you got to be popular. You got to have all the friends. You got to be popular, blah, 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 blah. And that carries into adulthood. It's terrible.
That was definitely a big thing, and where I fucking grew up, like, that was the thing. You gotta be part of this fucking popular group thing. Like, wait, what the fuck? And like, yeah, I mean, they, like, since grade school, like, they still all fucking, you know, hang out and shit too. Like, they've been like, okay, well, good for you. Like, you're still doing that, but okay.
I was the one who did, you know, your high school reunion, and somebody has to put that all together and do the th I was the one who did that until the last one that I threw. I realized they were all like, finally some girl came up and she's like, oh yeah, they're all talking about you. And they were like, are you gonna wear, was she gonna wear her flower crown and this, that, and the other? But anyways, they were all talking about me behind my back. And so I'm like, okay, and I'm done. I am never doing this again. I went and shut down the group. I disfriended all of them. I let it all go. I'm like, I'm not being around motherfuckers any longer. Fake people, bye-bye.
I was in town for my 10 and 20 year reunion. I was within like a very short distance, and like, I wasn't living there. I just like happened to be in town, and it's like, no, I'm not gonna, I don't want to fucking go to this. Like, I don't fucking care. Like, it's, what am I gonna do? If there's anybody that I want to talk to, like, I'll talk to them. Otherwise, but it's not like I'm gonna go to this thing to fucking have a dick swinging contest with the whole fucking people I haven't seen for fucking decades. Like, who
I
gives a
know.
fuck?
I know.
You know,
I
like,
know.
I'm not part of the party, and I never will be, and I'm cool with that. Like, I don't, it's
Yep.
not gonna be, helpful. And so then I was thinking, so there was a movie, a couple of movies that came out around the same time, in like the late 90s. There was Disturbing Behavior, and what was the other one that was just like it? The Faculty. Like
Yeah, with
those two
Katie Holmes.
movies with, yep, with Katie
Ooh,
Holmes.
Katie Holmes was.
That's,
I was gonna say Joshua Jackson was the dude, but I don't. He
no,
wasn't. It was that
he
other.
was in the other, no, it
Was
wasn't,
he
no,
in
it
the other
wasn't it.
one?
No, he, no, he was in something else. He was in
Oh, he was in the Skulls, the Skull one,
Skull
the
and
secret,
Cross, the Skull and Bone ones,
the Secret Society one. Yeah, I think
whatever.
he was. Yeah.
Yep, he
Yeah,
was
there were so many movies. Oh my God, I forgot
about
about
that kind of
those.
shit. Yeah, like the, I always felt like the Faculty, and especially Disturbing Behavior, it just seems so, like, I'm like, this feels just like my fucking school. Like all these, like they had like the, whatever, like through the, either the ones who were there, like got the fucking, bought into the shit, and fucking are a little fucking controlled by the main guy, and just that's how you get ahead. And like it was some odd shit. And like, so like that one, the
Yes, it
other, I guess
was.
the Faculty was more alien shit, but like I felt Disturbing Behavior was pretty fucking, like it
I
felt a lot
forgot.
like.
Yeah, I forgot that one. I pretty much forgot about that one. I know I watched it though. I watched all those movies back in high school and after high school and stuff.
Yeah.
But I can't remember that one. I don't know why.
Well, maybe there's a reason why. There
Right?
is a
I know
reason why you don't remember it.
I've been rewatching a lot of movies because they have like the butterfly effect,
Oh, I
because
mean, that's a, yeah.
we had just been talking about going back in time
Jesus.
and changing timelines because that's what the bad guys are doing supposedly. So we were
Yep.
talking about that, and then I was like, nope, we're not going to butterfly effect ourselves. We are going to figure this out the right way. We are not going to go try to manipulate time.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
yeah.
I mean, there's, I don't know, like you said, they gotta fucking put it out there to show that, like, it's just a fucking Hollywood, just movie. Don't believe it. It's just some fucking made up story. How they made it up, I don't know. Like, people have good
Right?
imaginations.
I know. And see, I always wondered too. I'm like, how are people like with all the horror movies and stuff, like the more recent ones that are very violent and just like, 'cause they didn't used to be this bad. Now they're more like, I feel like they're trying to desensitize people to stuff, but it's like, who thought of this weird, crazy, sick shit? Like, where did this come from? So
Right.
yeah, like everything has to come from somewhere.
Right.
Even
Yeah.
vampires, werewolves, all that kind of stuff comes from somewhere.
Yeah. They're not just fucking pulling it out of their fucking hat,
Right?
or whatever, pulling it out of their ass, or I don't know where they're pulling stuff from, but yeah, there's probably some, a little bit of truth in
Yeah.
everything. You gotta. It's, yeah, kind of hard to take someone out with an open mind, but
Yeah.
it's
Yep.
helpful. It's helpful. And so let's see. So I guess I got like one more question in me about this. So I mean, what's the thing to do? Is it get as many people together who you think were part of this program together and get as much information as you can, and just everyone compare notes and then heal together? Or what, where does it go? Or what's the objective here with you?
Well, I've been thinking about that a lot lately. Because it was, first of all, it was never my intention to start talking about MK Ultra. It never, ever was. It's just, I drove by the facility, I made that video, and then it blew up from there. And since I am a healer and I care about people and I care about taking this planet back for good, now I'm like, okay, we need to do something with this. So, there's a bunch of different things that we could do. I thought about, you know, starting the groups so that, because I'm only one person and I can only get back to people as fast as I, you know, as fast as I can. And there's still,
Right.
I have tons of messages and comments and all these things. And that's just on TikTok. So that's why I thought about making the group so that people could talk with themselves too. Like I've already had a couple women connect, on TikTok. They just happened to be talking
Cool.
in the comments and they were like, oh my God, we went to the same school and we were in the same tag program. So people are connecting, people are unlocking memories and stuff for themselves. It's all really good. And then they're like, yeah, now what? And I'm like, well, I don't know. I don't know if we have to go about this the right way because, you know, they don't want us to wake up and stuff. And so if we start making a ruckus, are they going to come after us? That's the only thing that I want to be careful with this. And so I think
Sure.
that, yes, if we just focus on like the healing, a lot of people want to unlock their memories. I personally want to figure out how to deprogram us because like I even have the Cinderella program running and the Barbie program running and like all these programs are running. Like just example, the Cinderella one is where you just keep working, 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 where you're a slave for everybody else and you never, ever, ever get your own stuff done ever. It's also very frustrating. So I want to get these programs, figure out how to get them deprogrammed. And also people are talking about, they want to figure out how to remove microchips. So I feel like, yeah, I feel like if we heal from it, we unlock our memories, we do all these things safely because, you know, we're dealing with our brains here. And then, yeah, just kind of go from there. So that's what I'm thinking right now is like the healing stuff. Yeah. Because I don't want to get taken again and I'm not going to get taken again. So yeah, I don't know. And then there's a lot of people who are scared to even talk about it and things. So that's why I just want to go about it really carefully and gently.
Right.
But yeah. Yeah. So groups healing, I would love to do that group hypnosis stuff or like one on one too, if you want. And then I
Yeah,
could
I could do
also do some
both.
emotion. I could do some emotion code stuff if you want to do like a trade or something.
Sure. Be fucking killer.
Yeah, and then this is a well, I guess because it kind of goes together, but like April is coming up, and April is Sexual Abuse Awareness Month, and so I wanted to get put together like a Me Too March thing, but have it more like a healing. Like I don't want it to get out of control or whatever. I want everybody to wear white because they took our virginity, our innocence, and I want to do like a just to bring awareness too. So that's another thing
Yeah.
safely. Yeah, I know that was a little bit off topic, but like, yeah, so there's a lot of things I want to start doing.
All it takes is one person to start it, right? All you have to do is do a walk down the street, and that's the first annual.
Yeah,
So,
I know, right? And
yeah.
I'm gonna do it on one of the predators' birthdays.
It's a great idea.
That's what I decided. And it just so happens to be in April. So I was like, oh, it's perfect.
Yeah. And yeah, you can start it and at next year then maybe get some more and yeah, as long as there's good awareness about it and
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. So
And
bring in awareness and healing.
yeah.
Because with the MK stuff, you can go insane. You can feel like you're going crazy and insane. And that is what everybody says. And so I will always tell you, if you think that it happened to you and you're going down this rabbit hole, you have got to listen to yourself and don't dig too deep all at once because it's a lot. It's a lot. Protect yourself. Go slow. That's my advice.
Yeah. And so if people want more of your advice or want to reach out to you or want to check out what you're doing, they can go where?
So right now I'm really on TikTok the most as Angela Darling Divine because I had to it wouldn't let me get what I wanted. So I just and that'll probably change too because I don't know what anyways. Angela Darling Divine on TikTok. And I need to start a new Instagram and YouTube and all that kind of stuff. I guess somebody put my videos on Twitter. So now I need to go get a Twitter. So you can find me on TikTok. And then I did create that new Facebook page like we talked about with the MK Ultra group. And I do also have an MK Ultra, I made an email for that. So oh, which I think is the same thing, Gap. So it's giftedandpowerful@gmail.com.
Cool.
But I'll get you all this stuff after here, and then and yeah, so yeah, especially if they're in the Portland, Oregon area, we're trying to have a meetup for the MK Ultra stuff, and then I do also want to get this the sexual abuse stuff going too, since April is already in like 2 days.
Yeah, real soon here.
Yeah. So yeah, lots of stuff.
Okay.
Find me on TikTok.
Cool. Well, yeah, so send me that stuff here
Cool.
when you're done. And yeah, so thanks again for being on, and I'm happy we got to meet and
Yeah, me
talk
too. Thank
about
you so much.
whatever the fuck. Yeah, you're very welcome.
Right?
Thank you. I'm
Yeah.
happy we got to, because
Yeah, me
it's
too. Thank
stuff
you so
that's
much.
easy to talk about. You bet. Have a
Yeah.
good rest of your day. All right.
Thank you. You too. All
All right.
right.
Thanks.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. All right, that's Angela. So you guys fucking hit her up. Check her out on the TikTok. Go down that rabbit hole. Go down those rabbit holes. That's what I'm saying. You can, and you should, but go slow. Maybe at a medium pace. I don't know. Maybe slow, maybe medium. Who knows? But do it if you need to or if you want to. So thank you, everyone, for being here on the Rusty Diamond Podcast Network. Check me out, rustydiamond.net, or check out this show wherever you listen to podcasts. If you don't want to watch me or look at me, but if you want to look at me or my guests, you can go on YouTube and or Rumble and watch those. So thank you, everyone. And that is the show. Man. Boom.
It's Rusty Diamond, motherfucker. It's Rusty Diamond, motherfucker.